Hey people, do you want to polish your watch like a professional for under 20 bucks? Well, today's episode is being sponsored by Cape Cod Polish and Cloth, the only cloth that cleans, polishes, and protects. To order your Cape Cod Polish and Cloth kit today, go to www.capecodpolish.com. In the kit, you get 12 metal polishing cloths, a buffing cloth, and a pair of reusable gloves. It's the best 20 bucks you'll ever spend. When you go to checkout, enter promo code WATCH and get free shipping for a limited time. Okay, on with the show. On today's episode, I want to talk to you about why you should be careful when you buy a vintage watch. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hey watch fans, it's Amit Dave Honda and welcome to my podcast. As we're getting into winter and the holidays are coming up soon around the corner, I wanted to talk to you about why you should be careful when you're buying a vintage watch. Vintage watches are super cool. They've been, you know, really popular in the last, I'd say 20 years. I mean, even longer, but really in the last 20 years, they've gotten a lot of momentum and steam. I'd say in the last 5 to 10, especially, they've, you know, like tripled in its sort of popularity. You know, it's become so much more mainstream than it ever was. You know, you don't have to be a watch collector to know that, you know, vintage watches are sought after and collectible and go for a lot of money, and there's a coolness factor to it. I think that's become much more prevalent than it has been definitely within the last 5 to 10 years. But, you know, it's a very tough thing. You know, when I have clients who ask me for vintage watches all the time, it's really, really tough to know who to trust, you know. And I do know people, obviously, being in the industry. There's a handful of people I trust. But, you know, it never ceases to amaze me that, you know, every couple of months or in the last couple of years, a year or so, you're getting someone famous, someone powerful, someone influential, someone respectable, you know, who's got a lot of money, who buys vintage watches from some quote-unquote expert, and then they're completely duped out of hundreds of thousands of dollars, you know, well into the millions. I mean, it happened to John Mayer a couple of years ago, and it just happened recently as well to a gentleman named John Dario Spickoff, who's an American businessman, and he's the founder and CEO of Energy Brands. In 2007, Spickoff sold Energy Brands to Coca-Cola for $4.1 billion. The deal earned Spickoff personally $325 million. In 2011, you know, Mr. Spickoff has known James Dowling. James Dowling is, you know, within the watch industry, he's considered a Rolex watch expert. He bought from Dowling a Submariner 6538 for $94,000 and a Rolex Tektite GEV for $394,000, as well as countless others. And according to the New York Post, you know, this sometime in the summer, you know, he was duped by the British watch seller into buying basically $700,000 worth of fake Rolexes, according to a lawsuit. When Spickoff tried to sell them, he discovered they were overpriced or counterfeit, he claims. When Spickoff demanded a refund, Dowling said that the timepieces had actually gone up. And now the two will battle it out in court. Now, as I mentioned, this is happening a lot more than it was before. It's really sad. But one thing I don't understand is, you know, people who have money and access and power, they want what they want, but sometimes they think, you know, I don't know, maybe because they're new into the business, into the industry, or, you know, you're taking someone's word for it. I mean, it's always good to do your due diligence. It's always good to make sure, especially when you're spending that kind of money, that they're real. And the only way to really do that is to send it back to Rolex. This, you know, Rolex is the most counterfeited watch in the world. And you know, and of course other vintage watches as well. It's also becoming increasingly hard and harder to authenticate these vintage pieces. You know, Rolex has their own trademarks today on different things, different holograms, and it's a lot more sophisticated technology, obviously, than it was back in the day. So, you know, even though they have serial numbers and model numbers on each side of the lug engraved in there, which is their thing, the bezel could be fake, the crown could be fake if you're buying a vintage watch from a source that, you know, you don't trust, you know. And one thing that always gets me is, you know, don't take someone's word for it. If you're buying a vintage watch, I mean, first of all, ask them, has it been serviced? Ask for the records, ask for the logs, ask for the services, you know, like when you go for a car and you buy a car from someone and they have records of everything they've done, it definitely makes you feel good. There's a history, there's a story, you know, behind all of that. Similarly, a watch has a similar story. If it's been serviced and maintained properly and cleaned, it will definitely have a paper trail. And people who are you know, savvy and intelligent enough and collect their watches and take care of them and handle them with care, will have all the documentation to suffice and prove that. Otherwise, you know, I think it's important that if you're going to buy a vintage watch, you say, hey, is it, you know, do you mind if we send it into Rolex to authenticate it? I believe Rolex charges $150 just to look at the watch to see what it needs. And I'm sure at that point they can determine that. That's something you definitely have to speak to Rolex about. But it's really a snip. My point is the cost is a snip in comparison to what people are paying for some of these vintage Rolex watches and getting completely screwed out of so much money. It's ridiculous, you know. Like, I believe Rolex has parts up to a certain, you know, up to a certain decade. I believe, you know, till the late 60s, I think they have, you know, that's how far it will go back. I'm not sure if they have 50s stuff, but definitely I believe they have 60s. Again, you can call Rolex. They can validate the authenticity, you know. There are a lot of people out there, you know, as well, you know, to be fair to some of these aftermarket people who are considered experts or who are considered authorities or who are respected for having a massive, you know, aftermarket vintage pre-owned collection of watches. They may not know themselves when they're buying the watch, who they're buying it from, that it may have one illegitimate part on it. There's a lot of like stuff coming out of Hong Kong that's, you know, that's not real. And I think that when you're buying a vintage watch, especially a Rolex watch that you perceive to have value, that has a history, that's, you know, got that coolness factor, that, you know, has a story to tell. I mean, most of these vintage watches, especially Rolex, they've made such a footprint. They've, you know, everybody wants them because they're cool and they you know, did some work with the military. And they were real tool watches back in the day. They served a purpose for diving, for climbing mountains, you know, for, you know, flying. Like, you know, there's so many different things that they've pioneered and made their own, and so many watch companies today, whether they admit it or not, try to emulate the look of a Submariner, the look of a GMT Master, you know, the look of a Day-Date, the look of different things. I think, you know, Rolex has that cachet, and they, you know, in people's minds, it's a brand that, you know, you feel like you've arrived, you've accomplished something, it's a benchmark of success. And, you know, these vintage Rolex watches are definitely becoming harder and harder to get. Like, you know, they didn't make millions of those back then, you know. They made, you know, they still made a lot of watches, but, you know, nothing like close to what they make today, you know. So, it's its own, and plus the vintage Rolex watch market, it's its own subculture within the brand. And the popularity of these historic pieces are on the rise, and it's even more important that you save yourself the aggravation and let Rolex put your mind at ease. You know, it may be a pain in the butt to send these watches back to Rolex, but at least you'll know one way or another if it's 100%. If the person you're looking to purchase from is not willing to let you send the watches to Rolex to be authenticated, then you shouldn't buy from them. Some of these coveted pieces cost more than homes. And I would say do your due diligence. It's extremely important. You know, people don't understand that, you know, especially, and listen, I'm not talking about the day-to-day collector. I'm talking about the really wealthy collector. And that could include also the day-to-day collector who, you know, is just getting into it, that has money, that's not sure how to go about it, not sure who to contact. You can definitely contact me for sure at amitdevhonda@gmail.com. I'll be happy to talk to you and sort of, you know, we can definitely talk about it. But yeah, for sure, there are people I know within the industry. I've been doing this for over 25 years. You know, I have a good reputation at the Mandarin Oriental Hotel of Las Vegas as the world's first concierge for watches. I know I've been in the industry since I was very young. I worked in retail. You know, I've worked with the best brands in the world. I've been educated in Switzerland and Germany by the best brands in the world. I have some great partnerships with some amazing retailers. So yeah, for sure, like, you know, reach out to me and we'll see if you have any questions. But, you know, this is something that, you know, vintage watches, it's really tough because there's nothing cooler than a vintage watch. There's nothing cooler than hearing that story that the watch went through or the journey that they went through where, you know, it was found in, found in my backyard and it was buried there. But when I traced its lineage, it went all the way back to the 30s and had this incredibly cool story, you know, like there's nothing cooler than that. And there's nothing cooler than preserving it and keeping it going that and passing it down to generations. I think that's the coolest part as well. And the hunt is always great too. Finding these things, they're so hard to find, but when you find them and you find the right one and you find it from the right person and you're dealing with a great reputation and a person that's going to be there even after the sale is done, that's a great feeling. You know, that's when you know you're working with the right person. You know, someone that you can call that's there, that's, you know, responsive. A lot of people in this industry are not responsive, even people within the retail watch industry. Because people are so concerned about commissions, they're not concerned about what's best for you. And I can definitely tell you, from being in this industry my whole life and providing service, and service is number one for me, those are the rules I live by. You know, I'd rather have the relationship than have the immediate sale. That to me is the most important. But yeah, of course, I mean, this is my industry. This is what I do. This is how I make a living. I definitely want to make a good living, but at the same time, I definitely want to make sure that all of you out there who are getting into watches, who have questions and who feel alone and who don't know where to turn to, I'm definitely here. I'm available for consultation. I do have a fee. And you can read more about that by visiting my website at www.amitdevhonda.com. And you know, if you're looking to buy a watch, you know, through me, I'll apply that fee towards the purchase of the watch within the first year. If you don't choose to purchase through me, that's fine, but that fee is my fee for my time. But, you know, honestly, you definitely want to do your homework when you're looking at vintage watches. Rolex, obviously, is the brand that everybody goes to because there's value in it. It's like its own currency. It's sought after. They're getting more rare. But it goes for any vintage watch brand. You know, there's definitely people who know what they're doing, and there's people who say they know what they're doing, and there's people who have no idea what they're doing. You know, it's crazy. But do your homework, do your due diligence, contact me. If you want to know what's going on with me in the watch industry, you can check out my Instagram and my Twitter. My handles for both are at @AmitDevHonda. Definitely go and get yourself a Cape Cod polishing cloth kit. It's the best $20 you'll ever spend. Go to www.capecodpolish.com. You'll get a pair of 12mm polishing cloths, a buffing cloth, and a pair of reusable gloves. When you enter checkout, hit the promo. Make sure you put in the promo code WATCH, and you'll get free shipping for a limited time. Check out my weekly newsletter. It's free, and you can open it at your leisure, and you'll gain a lot by reading it, for sure. Until we meet again, rock on and fly back.